News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Spanish police are continuing their hunt for the former Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont after his shock return from a 7-year exile. Mr. Puigdemont addressed a crowd of thousands in Barcelona before fleeing. Back in 2017, Spanish police had indicted the Catalan leader on charges linked to a failed bid for Catalan independence. Stephen Bergen, a contributor with The Guardian, joins us now. Stephen, was it surprising to see Puigdemont returning?
Well, he said he was going to, and he, you know, he did what he said. I think what was surprising was the total incompetence of the police, or perhaps the connivance of the police with his visit, to the point where now his lawyer said that he's back home and he has no intention of giving himself up. So it was kind of, politically, it was pretty insignificant, but obviously it's very embarrassing for the police.
So what is likely to happen? Is the belief that he will stay within the Spanish borders? And if so, is it not only a matter of time before he is caught?
His base was in Belgium for most of the last 7 years. But since we had an election in May, he moved his camp down to in southern France, very near the Spanish border, which one imagines is where he's gone back. I think the chances of him coming back and not being arrested now are practically zero, having humiliated the police and the justice system. So it's not really clear what he achieved, except getting a lot of media attention, which he certainly did. And I think that was the main aim, was to basically rain on the parade of the investiture of the now socialist president of Catalonia.
Where is Catalan independence now? Because, I mean, there was a very strong movement towards that back when Puigdemont fled Catalonia. Where is it at now?
Well, I think this is a lot to do with why he came. It's very much in decline compared to 2017 or even 5 or 6 years ago. I think people have wearied of all this gesturing. I don't think I need to tell an Irish audience about politicians wrapping themselves up in the flag to distract from more pressing social issues. And basically, they've voted for a government that is going to concentrate on social issues, particularly housing and education, instead of independence. And so it's at quite a low ebb. And I think, it was very clear in what Puigdemont said yesterday, that he said, you know, I'm back, it's not over. But I think the general agreement is that for the time being, it's very much on the descent.
Just very finally, Stephen, I found it shocking at the time how heavy-handed the Spanish state was with the Catalan independence movement, locking people up and so on. Am I being naive in relation to that? I couldn't imagine it happening in Britain or in Ireland, for example.
No, I don't think you're being naive. I think most people, except perhaps the most vindictive, even, you know, people who are strongly opposed to the independence movement, thought it was totally unnecessarily heavy-handed. The sentences were very long. And it simply inflamed the situation. And for some time, of course, it just recruited more people to the independence movement, if only out of indignation.
Okay. All right. Listen, thank you indeed for joining us. Stephen Bergen there, Spain correspondent with our contributor with The Guardian, I should say. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.